الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والذين آمنوا أشد حبا لله. صدق الله العظيم. Respected elders and beloved brothers in Islam, first and foremost, we should be very grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who out of His manifest grace and mercy has granted us this opportunity to gather together on the nisbat of His deen. We find, my respected brothers, everything in existence, everything on the earth, everything beneath the earth, everything in the sky, everything in the universe is totally and completely under the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala says in the Quran, لَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا وَمَا تَحْتَ السَّرَى. That to Allah belongs everything that is in the heavens, everything that is in the earth, everything that is between the heavens and the earth, and everything that is beneath the earth. Every atom in the universe belongs to Allah, is in the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to such an extent that every cell in our bodies is also under the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Insan's aql, insan's mind is under the control of Allah. Insan's heart is under the control of Allah. The flowing of the blood in the body is under the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything in existence, for it to come into existence, for it to remain in existence, for it to be utilized for whatever purpose it is used, and for it to come to an end, it is completely and totally dependent on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the meaning of La ilaha illallah. That is the meaning of the kalima which we recite, my respected brothers. That La ilaha, there is no force, nothing does. Illallah, one Allah controls, one Allah does. Everything is muhtaj. Everything is dependent on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And to make the marifat of Allah, for that recognition of Allah, for that yaqeen on the zaat of Allah, Allah ta'ala sent insan to this world. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I did not create jinnat, I did not create insan, except with one purpose, one motive, one objective, لِيَعْبُدُونَ, that he may worship me, he may obey my orders. And Mufassirin explain, أَيْ لِيَعْرِفُونَ, that he may make the marifat of Allah, he may recognize who Allah is. The azmat of Allah, the kibriya of Allah, the qudrat of Allah, for it to enter into the heart, into the depths of the heart, that is the purpose of the creation of insan. Allah is telling us in the Quran, Allah Ta'ala did not create us to accumulate the things of this world. That we do out of a necessity. It is not the purpose of our creation. Yabna Adam, inni laka alayya fariza walaka alayya rizquk. In khalaftani fi farizati lam ukhalifka fi rizquk. Insan, today, if we look at our life from morning till evening, even reciters of kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my respected brothers, if we look at the direction of our life, our efforts, our strength, our thinking, our time, everything is utilized in one direction towards gaining rozi, towards sustenance, how I can become somebody in this world. Allah Ta'ala says that I have one right over you and you have one fariza right over me. I have taken the responsibility of your risk. Your sustenance is not in your hands. The king is on the throne because Allah put him there. The rich man is in his mansion because Allah put him there. The poor man is on the street because Allah put him there. How much of wealth you have, how much you will eat, how much you will earn, how much you will utilize, Allah has decreed. It is in the hands of Allah. It is not in your hands. That is iman, my respected brothers. وَفِي السَّمَاءِ رِزْقُكُمْ وَمَا تُوَعَدُونَ فَوَرَبِّ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ إِنَّهُ لَحَقٌّ. Allah Ta'ala says, in the skies, on my decree, on my order, on my distribution, رِزْقُكُمْ is your risk, is your sustenance. وَمَا تُوَعَدُونَ, and that which you have been promised. فَوَرَبِّ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ إِنَّهُ لَحَقٌّ. Whether you understand it or you don't understand it, by the qasam of the Rabb of the skies and the earth, this is haqq. It is a reality. Your risk comes to you on my order. It does not come to you on your effort or intelligence. That is a sabab. It is a means. The provider and the razik is Allah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الرَّزَّاقُ ذُو الْقُوَّةِ الْمَتِينَ. Allah is the razik. My respected brothers, the ayat of the Quran are not for recitation only. Are not to be listened only. Yaqeen has to be brought on. We have to understand this. It has to enter into the heart. Allah's ilm, Allah's power, Allah's sustenance is such. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, كَتَبَ اللَّهُ مَقَادِيرَ الْخَلَائِقِ قَبْلَ أَن يَخْلُقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ بِخَمْسِينَ أَلْفَ سَنَةٍ. Allah already wrote down every morsel that you will eat, how much of sustenance you will get, how much of risk you will get, what position you will get in this dunya. Allah decreed it. Allah wrote it down. Allah ordered it. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, when? 50,000 years before the creation of the heavens and the earth. That is the ilm of Allah. That is the control of Allah. That is the sultanate of Allah. The insan has not understood that very effectively. Why? Because we have not made an effort to understand. Inni alayka fariza walaka alayya rizquk. You have, I have one fariza over you, and I have taken the responsibility of your risk. What is the fariza of Allah? What does Allah want from this insan? Yabna Adam, inni laka muhibbun, fabihaqqi alayka kulli muhibba. O insan, O son of Adam alayhi salam, Allah Ta'ala says, I love you. Allah says, I love you. Respected brothers, has the reality of that entered into the heart. Such love Allah has for insan. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on one occasion was looking at some prisoners. It comes in the riwayat. فيهم امراة تسعى فوجدت صبية فألزقته بصدرها ثم أرضعته. There was a woman, she was looking for her child. She found the little child. She took the child and placed it against her breast and she began breastfeeding the child. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after having witnessed the scene of passion, the scene of love, of shafqat, of mercy, addressed Sahaba ikram and told them, أَرَأَيْتَ هَذِهِ الْمَرْأَةَ صَارِحَةً وَلَدَهَا فِي النَّارِ. Oh my Sahaba ikram, can you perceive or conceive that this woman will ever take her child after showing so much of love for it, that this woman will take the same child and throw it into the fire? Sahaba ikram said, Wallahi la ya Rasulallah. By the qasam of Allah, it is not conceivable. When she has shown so much of love for the child, how can she take the same child and throw it into the fire? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sadiqul Masduq sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the seven heavens and the earth can come to an end. Not one word of lie ever came out of his lips. That is our iman. He said, Wallahi, Allahu arhamu ala ibadihi min hadhihi al-mar'atu ala waladiha. I take qasam upon Allah. Allah loves his servants. Allah loves his slaves. Allah loves insan more than this woman loves her child. Allah Rasulullah took the qasam of Allah. Allah loves insan so much. Yabna Adam, innaka ma da'utani wa rajawtani ghafartu laka ala ma kana minka wala ubali. O insan, whenever you will make dua to me, whenever you will call me, whenever you will have raja and hope upon me, I will grant your every wish and it will not worry me. Yabna Adam, لو بلغت ذنوبك عنان السماء ثم استغفرتني غفرت لك ولا أبالي. O insan, if you sin against me and you transgress against me and you continue sinning until your sins fill the entire earth, until it reaches the sky, then one time you turn with ikhlas to me, one time you ask me for forgiveness and you say, oh my Rabb, forgive me. Allah Ta'ala says, غَفَرْتُ لَكَ وَلَا أُبَالِي. I will forgive all your sins and it will not even worry me. That is the mercy of Allah. Allah does not need us, my respected brothers. Our ibadah does not benefit Allah. It is merely the love and the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. Yabna Adam, innaka lan tablughu durri fatadurruni, wa lan tablughu naf'i fatanfa'uni. O insan, you will never be able to benefit me. You will never be able to harm me. Insan is useless in front of Allah. Allah is samad. Allah is independent. Insan is completely dependent. Ya ibadi, law anna awwalakum wa akhirakum wa insakum wa jinnakum kanu ala atqa qalbi rajulin wahidin minkum ma zada dhalika fi mulki shay'a. Worship Allah as much as you want. Allah says, O my slave, O my servant, if the first and the last amongst you, if every insan and every jinnat had to worship me to such an extent, had to develop such taqwa that they all became like the most muttaqi, they all became like Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then too, ma zada dhalika fi mulki shay'a, this will not increase my khazana, this will not increase my treasures, not one bit. Insan is completely dependent on Allah. Our ibadah does not benefit Allah in any way. Yet, look at the mercy of Allah. How Allah is waiting. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that whenever the servant of Allah will say, Ya Rabbi, O my Rabb, O my Allah, then Allah immediately replies, Labbaik Ya Abdi, that I am listening to you, O my servant, what is it that you want? Sahaba ikram came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and they said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where is Allah? Where is our Allah? Is he far away? Do we have to shout to him? Is he nearby? Can we whisper to him? Immediately the ayat comes down, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِكَ عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. When my slaves ask you about me, tell them, إِنِّي قَرِيبٌ, I am very close to them. أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانٌ, I am there to answer the call of the crier to me whenever he will call me. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, يَنْزِلُ رَبُّنَا تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى حِينَ يَبْقَى ثُلُثُ اللَّيْلِ الْآخِرِ. Allah, with His majesty and His glory, descends to the first heaven in the last third of every night. And Allah addresses insan. That insan who is sleeping in ghaflat. That insan that can never benefit Allah. That insan whose every second is spent in the disobedience of Allah. That Allah addresses insan and says, May yad'uni fa'astajiba la. Who is there to ask from me that I may grant him what he wants? May yastaghfiruni fa'aghfir la. Who is there that wants forgiveness that I may forgive him? May yas'aluni fa'atiya. Who is there to ask from me? My treasures are brimming. I want to give it to you. Ask from me and I will give it to you. لا تسألن بني آدم حاجة وسل الذي أبوابه لا يغلق فالله يغضب إن تركت سؤاله وبني آدم حين يسأل يغضب. An Arabic poet says, that do not ask insan your needs. Ask the one whose doors never close. Allah becomes angry when you stop asking him, and insan becomes angry when you continually ask. That is the difference between the love and the mercy which Allah has for his insan. A little child who will go to the mother and says, Oh my mother, give me something. The first time she will give it. The second time she will give it. The third time she will give it. Then she will say, Why are you eating my head? Can't you find something else to do? Yet Allah's love and mercy is that the slave will say, Ya Allah. Allah says, Labbaik Ya Abdi. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, 100 times you will say, Ya Allah. 100 times Allah will say, Labbaik Ya Abdi. Then, Oh my servant, what is it that you want? And his treasures are such, Ya ibadi, لو أن أولكم وآخركم وإنسكم وجنكم قاموا في صعيد واحد فسألوني فأعطيت كل إنسان مسألة ما نقص ذلك مما عندي إلا كما ينقص المخيط إذا أدخل البحر. O my servants, if the first and the last amongst you, if every insan and every jinnat had to gather on one plane, 5 billion insan presently, from the beginning of time till Qiyamah, every insan had to gather. Every jinnat had to gather. And all had to ask me whatever they desired. 100 times this dunya, 1,000 times this dunya, and I gave every insan and every jinnat whatever he desired. مَا نَقَسَ ذَلِكَ مِمَّا عِنْدِي إِلَّا كَمَا يُنْقِسُ الْمِخْيَةُ إِذَا أُدْخِلَ الْبَحَرُ. This will not decrease my khazana, not that much as if you were to place a pin in the ocean and lift it up. The water that remains on that pin, not that much would it decrease my khazana. That is the love, that is the mercy, that is the azmat of Allah. Yabna Adam, inni laka muhibbun. O insan, I love you. Fabihaqti alayka kunli muhibba. Now because of the haq that I have over you, you also love me. Respected brothers, how much is the love of Allah in our hearts? Allah is so merciful. Allah is waiting. How much does this insan realize the azmat of Allah? How many of us got up this morning with this fear and concern that am I pleasing my Allah or am I displeasing my Allah? Or are we chasing after this worthless dunya? My respected brothers, Allah sent us to make His marifat. Allah sent us and created us to realize the azmat of Allah, to serve the deen of Allah. Risk, Allah says, I have taken the responsibility of it for you already. We have to ponder and reflect to ourselves. Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, we say we have iman, but how much has the reality of iman come? إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَمْ يَخْلُقْ خَلْقًا أَبْغَضَ إِلَيْهِ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا لَمْ يَنْظُرْ إِلَيْهَا مُنْذُ خَلَقَهَا أي بِنَظْرِ الرَّحْمَةِ أو كَمَا قَالَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ Allah has not created any creation that is more hated in His sight than this dunya. Allah has not created any creation that is more hated in His sight than the dunya. Allah has never looked at this dunya once with a nazar of rahmat since He created. And yet how much of love for dunya is in our hearts? The love for our parents, the love for our business, the love for our wealth, the love for our children, the love for that home, the love for the car has become greater than the love for Allah. Nobody says it, my respected brothers, but let us look at our life. Let us look in which direction we are living our life. Are we motivated by the desire to please Allah? Are we motivated by the desire to gain the love of Allah? Or are we motivated by some other desire? The first stage of success is not only the success of this dunya. The first stage of success is for the azmat of Allah to become into the heart and the azmat of Ghairullah to come out of the heart. That Allah must become more beloved than everything else. That is the taqaza of Allah. That is the desire of Allah. That is the demand of Allah for us. And it is the system of Allah. Whatever you will sacrifice for, whatever you will strive for, the azmat and the reality and the appreciation of that will come into the heart. If from morning till night we'll chase dunya, and then we expect the love of Allah to come in the heart, it will never happen like this. Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam cursed such people. He was Rahmatul Lil Alameen, the most beloved, the most merciful. He was sent as a mercy to the entire universe. When he was sitting on his camel, he could not tolerate that a little child would be walking on the road. He would stop his camel till he lifted the child, put on the camel and then continued. Why the little child mustn't go through any pain? That was the love he had for his ummah. Yet Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam himself made baddua for such people. He said, Ta'isa abdud dinar wa abdud dirham. May Allah destroy the slave of wealth. And then he explained, what is the slave of wealth? In u'tiya radiya wa illam yu'ta sakhita. When the money is coming in, when he gets it, then he's happy. And if the money is not coming in, never mind where it's coming from. If it's not coming in, then he is sad. Then his wife will know about it. Then the child will know about it. Then he'll get tension, headaches, and then he'll have this problem and that problem. My respected brothers, Allah's deen is coming out of our homes. Allah's deen is coming out of our lives. Not even 5% of the ummah is fulfilling the first order of Allah, that of salah. We have no fikr about that. But let one check bounce, and how much of fikr we get? How much of concern we get? Allah's Rasul Prophet says, may Allah destroy such people. Why? Because Allah sent you for His deen. Allah sent you to gain His marifat. Allah did not send you for this dunya. Wallahi, mad dunya fil akhirah illa mithlu ma yaj'alu ahadukum isba'ahu fil yammi falyandhur bima yarji'. The similitude of dunya when compared to akhirat is not that much as if you were to place your finger in the ocean and lift it up. The water that remains on your finger, Allah's qasam, Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that is the similitude of dunya, and the entire ocean is the similitude of akhirat. Yet, morning till night, our fikr and concern is for the drop of water, and we have forgotten about the entire akhirah. We have forgotten about that Allah who Himself is coming down the last third of every night and asking us. My respected brothers, we have made such effort on dunya that the fluctuations of the stock exchange, the understanding of the monetary market, all that we've got plenty of understanding, even our children understand those things. But in what lies the pleasure of my Allah? What will please my Allah? What will make my Allah angry? How does my Allah want me to eat? How does my Allah want me to sleep? How does my Allah want me to do business that we are not even interested in? That is the greatest zulm which we are making, my respected brothers. Yabna Adam, la takhaf za sultan, ma dama sultani baqi. O insan, do not fear the kingdoms of this world. Do not desire this dunya as long as my sultanate is standing. You have nothing and nobody to fear. Fear Allah and you will not fear anything else. Today, the Muslim Ummah is chasing the dunya. That is why we fear everything besides Allah. Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam described this Ummah When you will chase dunya, when you will forget about the deen of Allah, when you will forget about the love of Allah, Allah Rasul described this ummah, he said, يُوشِكُ الْأُمَمُ أَن تَدَاعَ عَلَيْكُمْ كَمَا تَدَاعَ الْآكِلَةُ إِلَىٰ قَصْفَتِهَا. A time will come when your enemies will call to your destruction, like how when a dastakhan is laid, and people are told, come and eat, that food will not offer any resistance. Like that, a time will come, your enemies will call to your destruction. Sahaba could not understand it. They said, وَمِن قِلَّةٍ نَحْنُ يَوْمَئِذٍ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. Ya Rasulallah, our situation is such, نُسِرْتُ بِالْرَابِ مَسِيرَةَ شَهَرٍ. The enemy will be 1 month away, and they will already be fearing just to hear our names. How can it ever happen? Will we be very few in number in that day? That the enemy will call to us, and we'll become so useless like a dastarkhan of food. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, بَلْ أَنْتُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ كَثِيرٍ. You will be plenty in number. وَلَكِنَّكُمْ غُسَاءٌ. The غُسَاء is sail. But your value will be like the dirt. When a flood goes through a town, the dirt that remains behind, that will be your value in the sight of Allah. وَلَيَنْزِعَنَّ اللَّهُ مِنْ صُدُورِ عَدُوِّكُمُ الْمَهَابَةَ مِنْكُمْ وَلَيَقْذِفَنَّ فِي قُلُوبِكُمُ الْوَهَنَ. Allah will take the fear out of the hearts of the enemies for you. They will call to your destruction. Wahan will be in your heart. Sahaba asked, Ya Rasulullah, what is that thing that will make us so low that will become like the dirt that is left after a flood has flown through a town? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, حُبُّ الدُّنْيَا وَكَرَاهِيَةُ الْمَوْتِ. When you love the dunya, when you will chase the dunya, and you will dislike, and you will not want to die for Allah's deen, you will not have the fitr for Allah's deen, you will not want to sacrifice to bring the deen of Allah alive, at that time you will become غُسَى, كَغُسَى is sail. You will become like the dirt that a flood leaves behind a town. Sadiqul Masduq sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My respected brothers, we have to face up to the reality. Allah did not send us for this dunya. Allah sent us for the akhirat. For the Jannatul Firdaus, it comes in the riwayat. Allah created everything with His amr, be and it will became. But there are three things that Allah created with His own hands. Allah created with His own hands. One of those three things is Jannatul Firdaus. Shakka fiha anharaha. Allah with His own hands caused the streams of the Jannah to flow. وَغَرَسَ فِيهَا أَشْجَارَهَا. Allah with His own hands planted the trees of the Jannah. وَسَقْفُهَا عَرْشُ الرَّحْمَانِ. The roof of the Jannah is the arsh of Allah. And then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, يَدْخُلُ اللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ تَعَالَى جَنَّةَ الْفِرْدَوْسِ فِي الْيَوْمِ خَمْسَ مَرَّاتِ. Allah with His majesty and His splendor enters Jannatul Firdaus 5 times every day, and Allah addresses Jannatul Firdaus, Izdadi tiban li awliyai, izdadi husnan li awliyai. Become more pure for my friends that are coming. Become more beautiful for my friends that are coming. Everything in dunya, buy the new car today, 2 years later they become second hand. Everything in dunya, the most beautiful woman, 10 years later her beauty is gone. Everything in dunya daily is showing us that it is going towards disintegration. It is depreciating in front of our eyes. On the other hand, akhirat is such, Allah is addressing the Jannah, become more and more and more beautiful. Yet this insan who has been created for akhirat and not created for dunya is chasing the droplet of water, and he has forgotten about the entire ocean. That is the greatest zulm which we have made upon ourselves and our children, my respected brothers. Yabna Adam, la takhaf biqar rizq ma damat khazaini mal'a wa khazaini la tanfad abada. You were not sent to chase this dunya. You were not sent to chase your rozi. Do it out of necessity. Your maqsad and your purpose is the deen of Allah. If chasing the dunya, if acquiring wealth in this world stops you from the khidmat of the deen of Allah, then Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ. The life of this world is nothing but a deception. It is a deception if it stops you from the deen of Allah. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ رَضُوا بِالْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَاطْمَأَنُّوا بِهَا وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنْ آيَاتِنَا غَافِلُونَ أُولَٰئِكَ مَأْوَاهُمُ النَّارُ. Allah says, those who became happy with this dunya, are contented with this dunya, they have forgotten about akhirat, they have forgotten about Allah's deen, they have become ghafil of our signs. Allah says, أُولَٰئِكَ مَأْوَاهُمُ النَّارُ. Their abode is the fire of Jahannam. Allah is saying, if you love the dunya and you forget about Allah's deen, their abode is the fire of Jahannam. The intensity and the heat of that Jahannam is such. These are not fairy tales, my respected brothers. Allah make us mark the reality of the words of Allah's Rasul is not coming to our hands. We hear hadith upon hadith, yet there is no shock to make amal. Sometimes we even try to mention the hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allah's Rasul said, Al-jafa'u kullu al-jafa' wal-kufru wal-nifaq man samia munadi Allah yunadi ila salah fala yujibuhu. It is the height of arrogance. It is kufr. It is nifaq, hypocrisy. If you hear the caller of Allah, the Muazzin, calling you to the masjid, if you hear the azan and you do not come, Allah's Rasul Salaam says, it is the height of arrogance, it is kufr, it is nifaq. Yet my respected brothers, how much is the azmat of Allah's Rasul Salaam worth coming our hearts? We know what the majma' is at Jummah time. We mention this hadith again and again. Yet the very next salah after the Jummah, the Asr salah, what is the condition of our masjid? How much is the true iman and the words of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam come in the heart? Why? Because we do not make the effort of iman. We cannot expect to only be in the shop and at home and are not prepared to sacrifice for Allah's deen and come out in the path of Allah and expect that sitting in that shop and at home, we are going to get the reality of iman. It will never happen. That is not the system of Allah. What you strive for, what you sacrifice for, the reality of that Allah will give you. Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said of that Jahannam, he said that if one Jahannami had to be brought into this dunya, and a majma' of 100,000 insan was in front of him, and one nafas, one sigh of air had to come out of his mouth, 100,000 insan will be burnt to ashes. These are not fairy tales. It is a reality. With our own hands, we are building the Jahannam of our children. Why the reality has not come into our hands? We make fikr to give them a shelter at home. We make fikr for everything else. How much of fikr have we made for their qabr and akhirat? Allah's Rasul Salaam said, أَيُّمَا إِمْرَأَةٍ إِسْتَعْتَرَتْ فَمَرَّتْ بِقَوْمٍ لِيَجِدُوا رِيحَهَا فَهِيَ زَانِيَةٍ. If a woman beautifies herself, perfumes herself, and then she walks in public so that men may scent her and smell her, Allah's Rasul Salaam says, she is a zaniya, she is an adulteress. With our own hands, we dress our daughters up. We give them the money to become what Allah's Rasul Salaam is saying is a zaniya and adulteress. And then we say women's rights must be there. Women must be allowed to parade in public. To walk in public without parda is a mazak of the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is a mockery of Allah's deen. To run our businesses on interest is a mazak of the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَعَنَ اللَّهُ آكِلَ الرِّبَا وَمُوكِلَهُ وَكَاتِبَهُ وَشَاهِدَيْ وَقَالَهُمْ سَوَا. Allah's lanat, Allah's curse is on the one who will take interest, the one who will give interest, the one who witnesses the transaction. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, and the one who writes it down, وَقَالَهُمْ سَوَا. They are all four categories equal in the lanat of Allah. But what do we say? Allah is the Razik, Allah is the provider. On the one hand we say that, but we'll run our businesses in that fashion, we draw the lanat of Allah, and then we'll say that in the present economical situation, how can we succeed, how can we prosper, if we do not do these haram things? We have made a mazak of Allah Ta'ala, my respected brother. وَمَا قَدَرُ اللَّهَ حَقَّ قَدْرِ. They have not appreciated who Allah is. They have not realized the azmat of Allah. يَبْنَ Adam, do not fear that your risk will get less. As long as my treasures are brimming, and my treasures will never come to an end, a mu'min does not live his life looking at immediate benefit. He looks at what is going to happen in akhirat also. It may look rosy to do it now, but Quran is telling us, يَمْحَقُ اللَّهُ الرِّبَا. Allah will use your interest to destroy you. Look at those people with millions and with such big overdrafts, my respected brothers, they cannot even sleep at night. What type of a life do they have? No concentration in their salah, no khushu and khuzu. Allah takes away all this. We live such a life that to others it will look like we have plenty, but we know what azab we are going to be. Why? Because we have turned our backs to the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yabna Adam, Allah ta'ala says, Inni qasamtu laka rizqak. I have decided how much rosy you are going to get. I have decided your sustenance. قَسَمْتُ لَكْ أَرَحْتُ قَلْبَكَ وَبَدَنَكْ وَكُنْتَ عِنْدِي مَحْمُودًا. If you accept that rosy which I have given you and you serve my deen, you do not let this dunya stop you from serving the deen of Allah, then Allah Ta'ala says, I will give rahat to your body. I will give rahat to your heart. That is the greatest treasure in this world. We do not need the wealth of the world to have peace of heart. Have the wealth of this world and bring it in haram ways. Allah will take away the peace of the heart. And then Allah Ta'ala says, you will be my praiseworthy servant. فَإِنْ لَمْ تَرْضَ بِمَا قَسَمْتُ لَكْ. If you are not happy by what I have given you. And all the time you are chasing this dunya, because you will learn how to seek dunya. May Allah Ta'ala give each and every one of us the tawfiq. Wa asr da'wah. Alhamdulillah.
Want to learn more about Islam? Then you need the Islamic Scholar Professional, the world's most comprehensive Islamic computer software on CD-ROM. The Islamic Scholar Professional is an information-packed, powerful, easy-to-use, versatile Islamic software package to learn more about Islam. It combines leading translations of the Quran, Hadith, History of Prophets, Islamic History, Muslim Contribution to the World, and more in a simple, intuitive, easy-to-use, Windows-compatible interface. It contains two complete recitals of the Holy Quran by Sheikh Abdul Basit and Sheikh Hudayfi, a complete recital of the Quran in English, various English language translations, including Yusuf Ali, Mohsin Khan, and Pickthall, two complete commentaries of the Quran, foreign language translations, background information of every surah, and a host of other information. It also contains the complete Sahih Bukhari, Sahih Muslim, Abu Dawood, and a host of other books of Hadith and Fiqh. History of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, chronological history, history of the Khalifas, letters and treaties of the Prophet Muhammad and Khalifas, halal haram foods, Islamic clip art, kalimas, duas, videos. The Islamic scholar professional contains so much that it's impossible to mention everything in this commercial. For more information, contact Par Excellence in Johannesburg at 011-830097 or visit our webpage at www.parexcellence.co.za. For the latest in Islamic computer software, Islamic audio CDs and cassettes for your hi-fi or car, contact Par Excellence at 011-830097. That's 011-830097. Par Excellence is a premier producer of Islamic software CDs and audio tapes. They are produced to the highest standards, thereby assuring premium digital sound quality. So call Par Excellence in Johannesburg at 011-830097.